between people who want higher offers and people who don't. Those of us who would avoid that crowd at any cost.
Executive committee meeting, July 22nd, 4 o'clock.
You don't do that anymore, these are nothing?
I do.
Present.
I got you.
Councilmember Sheldon Tackett, Shrieks, Holland, Smiley, Cartier.
I did it one time.
Willer, and Retta. Taking notes is my aide, Anthony DeFury. Approval minutes from July 8, 2014 meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. With the agenda, agenda item number 3, R14-171, authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employee Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, and its affiliate Local 3911 collective bargaining agreement. Someone from the administration want to HR?
Christine Dunning, Human Resources. In particular, I think you had received an ordinance. There were several positions that were added. The ones that were in the previous resolution were the position of paramedic senior corporal, paramedic senior sergeant, and the senior telecommunicator 2 police position. One thing that we did not include in there in the previous correspondence was the senior telecommunicator 2, fire and EMS, and the police and senior public safety operator. In addition, the effective date of the agreement for the wages and other terms of employment is going to be retroactive to the date of July 1, 2013. Currently, right now, we are working on the classifications, and those are going to have to go before the Human Resource Advisory Board for approval.
Any comments or questions?
I don't think she's done.
Okay, and the only last thing, I think if you might, I'm trying to anticipate some questions, the 6 furlough days. If they can be carried over, but the thing about the furlough days is if someone were to sever employment and everything, you can't, that's not part of your calculation then when you go to sever employment. Now, I'm sure there are some other questions, and I'll try to answer the best as I can, and also Chief Tan here.
Smiley.
Yeah, I have a couple if I can. The 6 furlough days, now that exceeds what's in the other collective bargaining agreements. Aren't they at 4? And just that my question is to lead to that. I don't recall there being one, but previously there had been some parity language in other contracts to where if another department got more, they automatically bumped up. Are you aware if that's applicable? Is anyone here aware if that's applicable to this situation?
I don't believe so. I do understand. I think there is like the sheriff's contract, they say 5, and then the police received the same amount.
Is that what you got, 6?
My son's an FFA. The sheriff's got 5 shooting dates, which is a little bit different wording than furlough days.
That's where they have to go into Wilton. I know what that is.
And the police got 6 shooting days per fiscal year. So I'm not aware of any language in any contract.
For the parity.
It's
okay.
Kind of been
it was way, way back.
Rule that that's what they've done, but
okay.
I'm not aware of any concrete.
No binding contract language. Okay. So on the increase, the fiscal part, $5,000 for the increase from the vacation day carryover. It's the same amount for FY15, 16, and 17. Does that take into account any potential step increases? The amount's the same for all three years. It's just, I think that's why I was curious, or was that inflated a little bit to cover, you know, as an estimate?
And honestly, I couldn't give you an answer at this point. I'm going to have to probably defer to the finance department that probably did the financial impact. And unfortunately, I did not see anyone here from the finance department.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get back with you, sir, on that,
That one. And I apologize. I didn't take the time to review this earlier. Otherwise, I'd have submitted you my questions by email.
Yes.
So it's normally what I like to do. Okay. Thank you very much.
Joining us, Councilmember Weiner at the table. Councilmember Dillon?
I did have a question regarding that vacation day carryover, and it follows through on the question that Councilman Smiley asked about the furlough days. Does this mean, again, that we're going to have automatic increase of vacation carryover for everybody?
There's going to be some impact on that. But the thing is that they can, that's why there is some wording here that they're allowed to carry over the furlough days.
But I mean, 50 to 70 days of vacation to carry over, that's a lot of vacation. I just can't believe that wouldn't have more than $5,000 of impact. And whether it expands to everybody else as well.
Right, plus, I mean, and I can understand your question too, because when you're also here doing the severance payouts too.
That's exactly, yes. Does this bump it up to 70 for?
Double units.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions or comments on R14-171? Mr. Bell?
Just the, not really a question, but a comment, is that when you look at our emergency communications and our advanced life support, our paramedics, a lot of times folks will look at vacation carryover. One of the silent problems that we have in those two areas is that sometimes because of staffing and because of required needs and everything, there's times when folks have a hard time getting vacation. So at the end of, you know, the year, in some cases, depending on what type of year it's been, you know, it's very difficult sometimes for those two divisions to use up, you know, a greater amount of vacation. And I just bring that out, and like I say, if either chief wanted to comment on it, but I think that, you know, the nature of the beast is with vacancies, with people in school, and everything, sometimes it's very difficult to get people off.
Chief.
Larry Tan, Chief of Emergency Medical Services. I mean, Councilman Bell is correct. In looking at the language, in particular with the furlough time, the contract specifically says it's treated exactly the same as vacation. In other words, it's scheduled, it's subject to whatever the policies are, the number of vacancies that are going to be permitted by the respective divisions. We do have limitations on the number of people on a shift that are allowed to be on vacation at any given time. As an essential service with mandatory staffing of a unit, it would be crazy to just let anybody have off whenever they want, and we have to be able to fill this position. So we've certainly had requests consider allowing additional people off, but we're hopeful that once the paramedic class graduates and there's people in the field, we can do that. But at this point, given the staffing shortages that we've had within the paramedic service, we're holding the line as far as the number of people off any given shift.
Councilmember Smith.
I can appreciate that. I mean, I've had to work around that with the contract negotiations and all myself. I mean, my question is this, though. Is there a provision, and again, I apologize for not having gone through it in more detail, is there a provision that allows, at the end of the cycle, for an employee to basically cash in a certain amount of days rather than carry over?
Christine Dunn, HR. There can be a request for vacations for you to cash out a certain amount of days, but that also requires the county exec's approval. Office. It goes through HR then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then usually it's a GM or like Chief Can or something with a recommendation. They review it.
Because I could very well understand if someone's got vacation time and they're putting in for it, because I've had the situations where they put in for it, but then through circumstances, you get people out on disability, you get peak times or whatever to where the supervisor, wherever, will go to them and say, look, we really need you. Can you put your vacation off? And it just happens to happen over and over. And then at the end of the cycle, rather than lose it, now, if they're a long-term employee, they're already saying, you know, I got more freaking vacation I can use now. and they could put in and get a portion. So you do have something like that, that they could avail themselves of.
That is correct.
Just needs the approvals, okay.
That is correct, it needs the approval, and that would be similar to like police, and I've been an example of that, where I couldn't cancel a homicide trial, right. I had to cancel the vacation, and you gotta, mm-hmm. you gotta keep, more things are important at times.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Donald. Chief, did you have a question? Councilmember Speaker.
While they're here, not today, but I'm making some assumptions that the increase in the number of folks working in now in call centers is crime driven. And I'm making an assumption that the ongoing need and the problems associated with vacation time and other times is in part crime driven. And at some point I'd like to have a presentation on what is crime driven. And I want everybody in the room to fully understand the fact that when there's a murder, when there's a shooting, our paramedics are there. Psychological, emotional aspect of it. I've been talking about for the past several years, you know, how many folks sitting around this table would like to be there every time somebody gets murdered and every time somebody gets shot and all the emotion and the crowds around and the impact on somebody's mental health. And then on top of that, we can't take vacation. So it's something that I want to look at, know what the impact is, and know what we can do to be helpful. I think it's very, very important for somebody, for us as a government, to do whatever we can to be supportive and helpful of people who are putting that kind of trauma every day.
Thank you, Councilman.
I always like to add, just real briefly, Councilman Street brings up an extremely important point, and I think when we look at the two divisions, that sometimes we don't consider the traumatic things that happen and the stress. From the communication center, when the call begins, you get everything from suicidal to even an incident where you have a domestic where shots are fired while the call operator and the dispatcher are on the phone. These folks respond to major incidents with an incident command unit. There's a unified incident command system that's put in place with police, fire, emergency medical, emergency communications. And exactly what Councilman Street is bringing up is that these things all have an impact not only on staffing and overtime, but also on the health and welfare of the employees. But I think maybe sometime in the future we can entertain a discussion in one of the public safety committee meetings that Jay is requesting.
And I've seen a lot of that in my pastoral role, with trauma and all that comes with it. It's a challenging kind of thing that lingers on sometimes for years. Anything else on 171? Then item number 4, R14-172, to amend the rules. Castle County Council regarding council grants, county departmental initiative. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is very very simplistic. Proposing to add a sentence to the end of 13.1.1 and merely states grant requests from departments of Newcastle County government for departmental initiatives shall be exempt from the $2,500 per county fiscal year limit. That would just take away the one preliminary vote. It would beginning as such as we did today with the grant request, but it does not in any way change the requirement that it come before council for a full body vote of those here to approve the grant.
Council questions or comments? Mr. White.
Yes, Georgia, what conditions that apply to the other grants would apply here? In other words, you know, 501c3 and all that?
As they are.
Okay.
No change to that whatsoever. This is just merely, it's internal. Basically, we're removing in the county, giving a grant to you know, special services, police, fire, I mean, not even fire. Fire is not actually part of county government, although they are in the budget. So that would not be a part of this. But like today with the paramedics, the 911 call center, the police, those are the only ones within county government.
Mr. Blair?
Yeah, oh, some of them, like 501(c)(3), just wouldn't apply because obviously it's government.
But it says Newcastle County government specific. The language is specific to our body.
Okay. That's it. Thanks.
Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Street?
I'm gonna support this, and in the interest of time, not today. But since we're going, looks like change this rule, I would like to have some future conversation about rules, and I'd like to know the genesis of $2,500 cap, and if we really need to continue that $2,500 cap period. I'd like to know the genesis of no scholarships, and no contributions. Maybe my misinterpretation that organizations that provide scholarships, and just a general review of the existing rules and a review of what got us there and whether or not we need to stay there. Because just like I sent a whole lot of money to summer youth program, if we were allowed to give scholarships to individuals, or more importantly, agencies and organizations that provide scholarships, probably most, if not all, of my money would go there. But I don't have that latitude, so not today, but
we'll revisit.
I would like to revisit.
Anything else on agenda item number 4? Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Agenda item number 5, ordinance 14-073. Amend the pay plans and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of executive office. Remove the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the executive office hired on or after July 1, 2011. Get Mr. Retta.
Councilwoman Bill brought it up to me, so.
Does anybody have that in their packet? Because it says 14073. What I have is 14173. So we don't. We don't have the correct.
There's 073.
Oh, okay. Because I.
It is 173.
So March 173 on the agenda.
170.
No, it's 073.
It should be 073. George has got the correct
one. On this agenda for the committee, it's 073.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's supposed to be 173.
It'll be 173. Is that what it is on tonight's agenda?
No, this should be 073. You've got the correct.
No, what?
The correct information.
What does yours say?
173.
Mine says 073.
No, but that's not the agenda.
We're talking about the actual legislation.
Legislative piece. Right.
Yeah.
There's one.
Thank you.
Right.
Mine is so the actual resolution is
173.
All righty.
What's on council's agenda is what I want to know.
It's 073.
No, I mean tonight.
173.
Maybe they're both.
Well, this is 173 is a different ordinance.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
073 on tonight's agenda.
It has to be.
Then that's okay. Then we're
all right. So the ordinance is wrong, but the agendas are correct.
The ordinance will be correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the wrong one.
Okay.
Time out.
It's just we don't have a copy of it.
Well, saying that the agenda's wrong, but the ordinance is correct.
No.
Right. What I'm saying to you is, I'm looking at the executive committee agenda, I'm looking at the ordinance, and the two I have match. So either neither of mine is wrong, or both of them are wrong.
No.
Betsy.
It's 073.
You're the only one that's right.
Yeah,
that's because those of you at the table, I put my own packet together.
That would be
one. Okay. Let me have my shots at my table. I must have got there before somebody changed it.
It's 073, it's just 073.
Can you say that again?
And the executive.
Council agenda says 14073 for the executive.
But that's the resolution. This is an ordinance. We have the right one. There's a resolution, 173, and an ordinance.
The war on the ordinance.
That's not what this is about. There's a resolution, 173.
And that's not what we're talking about.
And that's not, yes, I would agree. I would agree.
Okay.
Okay, good. We're done.
Boy, picking the meeting dates ought to be easy.
Any comments besides the 10 on that?
Nope.
Just cover it both ways. HR, do you have anything to add to this? It's done?
Just that, you know, it's now going from a 19 to a 10 step. It has consistency with all the other positions within the county government.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments, questions on that? Seeing none. Agenda item number six, discussion regarding September and November council schedule. We have some information here. Whose issue is this? Ms. Betsy will address this.
The second and the fourth Tuesdays are the 9th and the 23rd. The 9th is primary day. And I have tentatively put an arrow down to the 16th so that we can do them back to back.
Perfect.
The council needs to approve this so that we can advertise it and get it out there for the public.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just for reference, we have had council on primary day. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't move off a primary day, but Betsy, you'll recall we have.
Is there a reason that instead of the back-to-back?
Can we go to second?
To tighten up, that we couldn't do it on the 8th? We couldn't do it on a Monday? And that still give us the two-week cycle? And give us the breathing room in between? I mean, we used to have committee meetings on the Mondays. We don't have that now.
What about the second?
That's great.
Well, where is, yeah. That will back-to-back with the August.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's what, Independence Day in Mexico. Somebody may have an issue with that.
Council, let's kick it around for a minute. Ms. Tech?
What, did we get a clarification on the Monday?
Betsy?
I believe that we can meet on Monday. The only issue that we have is in our, I believe in our rules, it was put in there that we met on the second and fourth Tuesday, so it is.
But if we're moving a whole week, why can't we move one day?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But if the rule says we meet on the second and fourth Tuesday, and we're gonna meet on the third and fourth Tuesday, we're still making a change, but we'd be making a change of one day rather than an entire week. And clamping it together, and I think that would give more timeframe for grants to come through, legislation to come through, Betsy to be able to do her job to set everything up.
Also, someone had suggested or brought up possibly a Wednesday, and that is a bit problematic because we add.
We have to get the add in.
And I have a bit of an issue there. So if you're gonna move off of a Tuesday, it's best to move it back to a Monday.
I would make a motion if it's in order.
Mr. Chairman, make that motion, please. We hear from Mr. Street.
Okay, my apologies.
Street?
Personally, I'm gonna turn this over to Clark Gable. Second,
Clark Gable.
This is a presidential decision. Make a decision, and then the will of council be the will of council. Y'all do what you want.
You want to decide to call on me?
You had your hand up.
I would make a motion that for September 2014, council meet on Monday, September 8th, and Tuesday, September 13th, to fulfill our requirements for two meetings that month.
What?
The 8th and the 23rd, I'm sorry. Her hour messed me up. Yeah, the 8th and the 23rd. 23rd would be our normal meeting date. So I'll make a motion that we move our first meeting in September from September 9th to September 8th. Don't even need a motion for the other one.
Right.
All right. Second.
Second on the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
And that's council and committees.
Therefore, recorded as such, September 8th, September 23rd will be our meeting. 2014. Thank you. November the same way?
November is a bit more problematic. We have two county holidays in November, the 4th and the 11th. The 11th is our council meeting. The 11th and the 25th. We cannot move it back to the 4th, but we could move it down to the 18th, which is what I have on the calendar, and back to back, or you can
do the same thing we just did.
Move it to the 10th.
Yeah, move it to the 10th.
That way you have both months the same.
Any discussion on that? Is a motion to move to the 10th?
So move.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's good.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Beth.
Simple.
You got it? Anything on the other?
While we're on it, I've got an issue with Christmas Day. Can we change it?
Well, I don't think we've changed that one.
Okay. That one was
the Grinch. It was an April. The Grinch just spoke.
Oh, man, some people.
He didn't hear that.
What was that?
It's in April. A real day.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's right. We always told that. That's right.
Anything on the other? Any public comment?
Motion adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.